Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
This weekend is Local Brews, Local Grooves, one of our favorite events at House of Blues Anaheim. We are broadcasting live. There's going to be 3 stages, 15 bands, over 50 beers, and much more. And we've got one of those artists in studio now. She's going to play live for us, and then we'll have a chat with her. Alexandra Jack is live on KX93.5 whenever you're ready.
I went to church last week just to see how it feels. As it turns out, God is good and his people are real. And as the preacher danced round, I heard the demons get small. And march out of town, leaving nothing but love for us all. All I want to do on Sundays is walk home with you. Your hand in my hand, there's nothing I can't do by your side. All I want to do on Sundays is walk home. Take my hand, baby, I know we will be all right. We'll walk to a garden where willows don't weep down the road, where the breeze is a promise, you'll love me even after I'm old. I'll lay beside you, reading the words of my wildest dreams. Your poetry, darling's the only love I'll ever need. All I want to do on Sundays is walk home. Your hand in my hand, there's nothing I can't do by your side. All I wanna do on Sundays is walk home with you. Please take my hand, baby, I know. There's no denying a feeling so heightened. Please take my hand, because all I want to do on Sundays is walk home with you. Your hand in my hand, there's nothing I can't do by your side. All I want to do on Sundays is walk home with you. Please take my hand, baby, I know it will be all right. Please take my hand, baby, I know it will be all right. Please take my hand, baby, I know it will be all right.
Good grief. If you're not listening to the radio, turn it on right now.
I don't think it works that way. Beautiful. Wow.
Thank you so much.
That's Alexandra Jack, Larry and Mia, right? Both on accompaniment this morning. And you're playing at Local Brews, Local Grooves at House of Blues Anaheim this Sunday. What time's your set?
My set's at 12:30. Doors are at 12.
All right.
So I am the first band on the main stage, but there's three stages. So.
Oh, so you're inside on the big stage.
I believe so,
Very cool. Yeah, obviously the most people get in there, so that's awesome. Wow. I don't even know. I'm just blown away.
You know what? Just sing another song, will you?
Yeah, we'd love to.
All right, let's do that. Then we'll talk.
I won't lie, this place I got a bit dimmer. When you're away, insignificant aside, I don't say this with pride. Its happenings fill my days. It's nice that you see the world in 3D, sans the imposition of glasses. And I, humanity boosts my stride on the common ground you provide. These days don't own me, good. All I ever wanted was to be good. All I ever wanted was to be good. All I ever wanted was to be better. I know the road to love is lonely. Thanks for walking a while with me. I'll be leaving too. But part of me will stay in time, gathering up shared understanding. You see secrets are safe with me, posing as a cog in the machine. But no, my blood is warm. But no, my blood is warm. And I know you've lost things unthinkable. Sorry if that's too much to say, but that's, darling, all the more reason to make sure you fill your days with good. All I ever wanted was to be good. All I ever wanted was to be good. All I ever wanted was to be better. I know the road to love is lonely. Thanks for walking a while with me. All I ever wanted was to be good. All I ever wanted was to be good. All I ever wanted was to be better. I know the road to love is lonely. Thanks for walking a while with me. Thanks for walking a while with me. This place will get a bit dimmer when you're away.
Wow. Yes. Songs about the ephemeral nature of human relationships and the entropy of our lives.
And the way religion influences all of that. My God. Yeah.
I'm glad you're up for the depth this morning.
There were a lot of depth in there.
We don't want nothing. We don't know shallow bands in here. We want depth.
She's even mellowed out the dog over there. Mrs. Pickles, who barks at everything, is good now.
Oh,
yeah.
Pickles
gave me that look like, she's cool. She's all right.
We checked each other out.
Yeah. She likes the harmony. She's into it.
Again, that's Alexandra Jack over there. She's performing live at Local Brews, Local Grooves at House of Blues Anaheim this Sunday. Do Larry and Mia play with you?
Yes. So the set on Sunday is actually with a full band.
Cool.
And so it's kind of, we did a stripped down, folksy kind of thing today, which I absolutely love and it's close to my heart. But there'll be some guitars and some organ and some choreography and some costumes.
Choreography?
Yes.
Wow, what's that part of it like? It's like a Britney Spears routine?
You know what? It's a little less Britney Spears and a little more artistic, conceptual.
Wow, she is deep.
I want people to come and experience something and have an I want them to enjoy themselves in this experience, and I want them to feel something with the art. So I think just standing there sometimes can get a little boring. So if I have the ideas, why not show them?
No, I think that's a really cool idea. Do something a bit different. Otherwise, it gets a bit Prairie Home Companion, doesn't it?
Yeah, just sort exactly.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's wonderful. We love folk music. But, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be a great festival. I've had a lot of friends who've played before. Actually, Larry's played it before with his original music band. So,
Larry, you've fallen on your feet, mate, with these guys. Good for you. Yeah. I'm jealous of you right now in a major way. So I may have to kill you on the way out.
When you plug stuff in, do you keep that kind of enchanting, harmonious sound, or is it a lot more electric?
Well, I'm really fortunate to have asked them and have them be willing and up to the challenge of the harmony. I've never actually arranged harmonies like this before. I made my first record, War Island, with The Visions, and they're incredible people, Kevin, Chris, and Chris. And they harmonize with me sometimes, but I always had this kind of vision in my mind of a very stacked, folksy kind of a thing. So we're definitely keeping that
cool
for the performance, but then also just adding more instrumentation and excitement.
If you can do that in modern music, I think that's really cool because it's not everybody loves harmony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the people start singing and it's all nice and sweet and together,
mm-hmm.
nobody can deny it.
But
it's
you don't
really
hear
beautiful.
It much anymore, really.
Well, it's not so easy to do.
Not in alt rock.
No, because it's not easy to do. You've got to practice and get it right and look each other in the eye and go, that didn't work.
You know, it's funny. Your accent is reminding me where I learned harmonies from is the Beatles.
Right.
And we would just be cleaning my house and I picked up everything that the Beatles did. And so I love harmonies in music. I think they go hand in hand.
Do your Liverpool.
Great. That's great. I have a Beatles tribute band that's quite well known in town. We play a lot in the summertime. Right, but we've never rehearsed. And we don't know, we know each other well as musicians, but we don't ever rehearse. And we don't do the songs the way the Beatles did, and we just do what we do, and it works out fine. But the drummer doesn't sing. We don't let him sing. You know what? He wants to sing. He's not allowed to sing. Yeah, three of us, the guitar player and a bass player and myself, we all sing. And the harmony is naturally great. And that's what gets us gigs. I'm convinced of it. Because we don't really sound like the Beatles, and we certainly don't dress up.
But everyone loves the music.
And as soon as you start singing and you get those harmonies, mm-hmm. Beatles harmonies, that's when everybody goes, wow. They kind of wake up like the dog just did.
Yeah. I think it's really cool. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, do you let your drummer sing Octopus's Garden?
We don't let him
do anything.
Any
of the Ringo songs?
No singing, no speaking. I don't give him a microphone. At one point, he started picking up the snare drum mic and talking into it, and I was like, that's it. No more snare drum mic for you.
One of my favorite Beatles anecdotes is, I think they're asking John Lennon, like, do you think Ringo is the best drummer in the world? And he was like, I don't even think he's the best drummer in this band.
That's very funny.
It might have been Paul. I don't know, but I just love that.
No, that's John. That's
probably John, yeah.
Paul's a great drummer. But, you know, if you ask drummers today, I think for a long time people sort of poo-pooed Ringo, didn't they? But if you ask drummers today, I bet most drummers will say he's amazing.
Oh,
stop trying to play the parts he played.
I think it's pretty easy to be like, he's terrible. One of the Beatles.
He was the best drummer in Liverpool. You know the story about that. He was the best drummer in Liverpool. Didn't want to join the Beatles. He already had a gig. He was going out to Hamburg every 5 minutes and doing these shows. And he didn't want to join the Beatles, but they convinced him once he got the deal at EMI. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I talking about this?
I don't know.
I love your band.
It's good
history.
And the lyrics are beautiful. And what are you drawing from your own inspiration? You're telling the story of your life. Is it therapy for you?
Yeah, it's definitely therapy. I started songwriting before I ever even played an instrument when I was 17. And then I picked up guitar as a means to just get out all of these thoughts and poems that I had. I'd always kept a journal and just wanted to bring it to music because I love music so much. So a lot of my songs are autobiographical, but a lot of times, too, it's art. So I'll make intentional choices to try and tell a story that may be a little more dramatic than what is actually happening in my life. Mm. But I love songwriting, and I'm really excited. I'm writing a new project right now.
And is it a new album that's going to come out with this new incarnation of your group?
Yeah. It's I kind of have a whole little game plan over the next year. I found my producer, and I'm going to be working with Mike Wilson out of MAPS. And I recorded my first record with him. But what's been really cool to see is, as I've grown and been away for a couple years since I made my first record, so has MAPS, and so has he as a musician and as a producer. And I'm just really excited to work with him, and we will definitely be having a lot of harmonies. I'd love to even get a pop influence in there, too. I'm kind of over the genre thing. I'm kind of over trying to stick myself in a box because I keep writing all of these different songs that can go in different places, and I'm like, it's time to just make music. It's not time to worry about how it's going to be packaged.
Well, I think that's true these days. You'll certainly find an audience easier than you would have done 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, just because they're out there, people are listening, and they're on the internet, and they want to know, and hopefully they're tuning into KX 93.5. And there is an EP, of course, here, which you handed to us, War Island, which people can get. Where can people find that?
You can get it on Bandcamp. It's Alexandra Jack and the Visions.bandcamp.com. Right. You can listen to it and then buy it if you like it. And I'll be selling those at the show as well, just for donations, because I just want people to have it. So great. If you have a penny, come get it. If you have more than that, that's even better.
Well, again, it's Alexandra Jack at Local Brews, Local Grooves. This weekend, House of Blues Anaheim, 3 stages, 15 bands, 50 beers, much more. Sunday, April 17th, 11 a.m. VIP, 12 p.m. general admission. The doors open, and you can get tickets online at houseofblues.com. Alexandra, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you this morning. And Larry and Mia, well done. See you guys.